This is the From the Attic podcast with your host, Brian Watson. It's a podcast from an attic.
Hello and welcome to my attic. Joining me in the attic is Pat Sanders, a friend of the pod, friend of the show. Hello, Pat. How are you doing?
Hi, Brian. I'm not too bad. I'm okay. How are you?
Very good, sir. It's really nice to see you because we've been virtual friends for a long time, but we haven't physically spoken before, have we?
That's right. Yes, you did all the beautiful artwork for us on Planet Junkie. But we've never actually gotten to speak.
I did a little bit of
I'm glad it's not first meet.
I did some of the booklet, but there was lots of other great art by other great artists as well. But I was glad to be able to contribute to it because it's a lovely package and a great record. We're going to talk about
your artwork.
Sorry, go on.
No, I said I think your artwork really complemented the songs we managed to find in all the myriad of files that you had available, the right pieces that really fitted the mood and the story of the songs, which is a great thing.
Yeah, it worked well. I've had a look at the CD this morning, knowing we'd be speaking, and it works well, and I'm glad. I'm glad you chose me, and I was glad to I could contribute to what is in effect a really great record, and that's not just because I did some of the art. We'll be talking about it. We'll be talking about that one, which came out towards the back end of 2019, September, I think it was. But there was a more recent release at the back end of 2019, wasn't there?
You mean Singled Out, the compilation?
Yes, sir.
Yes, well, we released quite a lot of singles here and there with unreleased songs, and I wanted to put it all together. So it was really very much a compilation with a twist, in the sense that it's not your average compilation where you take songs from existing already released albums, but we decided to go for something that people couldn't find on the albums. And it was a good way to put it all together because all these songs were only previously available as downloads. So it was good for people to be able to have them on physical media.
I mean, it's another good-looking package as well because you can get it from your Bandcamp page. That's driftingsun.bandcamp.com. And the CD, I mean, I have the digital version, but the CD looks a really impressive package with cracking artwork. Again, not that I had any involvement in it this time, but it does look the part.
Yes, I worked really hard on getting the artwork right for this. It was difficult because it shows, you know, how the band spans over all those years with different lineups, and I wanted to make sure that every song was credited with all the musicians played on it, because obviously it's different musicians on every song. And that took a little bit of work, I have to say, but it came out okay. I quite enjoyed it doing it.
I know something we've played on NTAPs a few times is the short little piece Emphasis for Sienna Joy, which is a lovely piece of music. As I say, we've played that one a couple of times.
Yeah, that's a song I wrote for our previous guitarist, Dan Story, who just had a little baby girl, and I thought it'd be nice to, you know, to write a little song to celebrate her birth. So I dedicated the song to him, and he did a nice, sweet guitar solo on it. I liked it.
Lovely.
Non-pretentious.
Really nice. We do enjoy that one. We need to choose a longer length tune to play for the ladies and gentlemen who, as I say, if you do go to driftingsun.bandcamp.com, I think there's 22 releases that you can get for around about £1 a release, not much more. £30, £1.50 a release.
We've been busy.
you certainly have your entire discography, £36. Get it on Bandcamp Friday. So yeah, we'll choose a tune to play from Singled Out, Pat. I know we were speaking before we pressed the big red record button, and I think you'd chosen a piece, hadn't you?
Yes, I really liked Atlantis, which was a very sweet ballad that we did with just vocals and piano, really, and I just added a little bit of synths, you know, just a few pads. It's a very stripped-down track, very simple track, but it works beautifully. In my opinion, it's one of the best songs that we released as a single. So let's go for that one.
Absolutely. I mean, I personally think that the best song you've ever released is Yippee-ki-yay, You Fothermucker. But we'll speak about that one. Personally, I've played that more than once on my show. But for now, yes, from Singled Out, available over on Drifting Sun's Bandcamp page, we're going to play the track Atlantis. Come back to you after these short messages.
Nobody puts a podcast in the attic.
Went for it, called for it. I reckon mid-off actually was an easier catch for mid-off coming in. And see what the bowler thought.
It's in the air for such a long time. They just interfered with each other.
Take away the distance and you'll only disappear. And I try to see, but the mist is far from clear. Singing, I believe, I believe, I believe in you.
Thank you.
You're listening to the From the Attic podcast, brought to you by Progzilla Radio and Deadbolt Productions.
This is Atlantis there from singled out by Drifting Sun. Head on over to driftingsun.bandcamp.com for all your Drifting Sun related needs. That was the album of B-sides and rare and unreleased bits and pieces dating back to...
Population with a twist.
Dating back to 2015, yes. I mean, my personal song we were talking before we kicked off is Yippee-ki-yay. Now, I've got to be careful how I pronounce this. You fothermucker. We won't give the man, it's about any publicity or oxygen, but suffice to say, it's a celebration of America making the right choice.
Yes, hopefully they're moving to the right direction in America. Let's see what happens, but glad they've at least got rid of the orange monster.
Fingers crossed, fingers crossed. There's hope for us all. Now, we were talking about Planet Junkie earlier, which was released back in September 2019, so long ago, before all the pandemic and all the lockdown. And do you want to tell us a little bit about the origins and genesis of that album, Pat?
Planet Junkie, it was a very personal album to me. Those are things who were happening in my life at the time that I was writing the music, which is why a lot of the songs actually ended up changing. We ended up putting different tracks on the album because I was writing new stuff as all these things were happening. I don't want to go into too much detail, but I was going through a separation and my father passed away just like a couple of months before, so it was a very dark period, and a lot of the songs represent what was going on in my life. So it was a very personal experience. So I wouldn't say an exorcism, but a way for me to sort of deal with a lot of that, a lot of those things, and put a lot of things to rest, so to speak.
Absolutely. I feel your pain, brother.
Yes, it was. I mean, we've done concept albums before, and in a way it was a concept album, but it wasn't a concept based around a story that we made up. This was basically around what was happening in my life. So it is a special album for me.
I mean, I see from the it's a lovely gatefold pack and everything, but I see you dedicated it to your father. RIP wherever you are, which I think is a nice touch. And there's a quality quote.
I wrote a song called a very short tune called Life on the very day that my father passed away, and I remember playing it to a friend a few days later, and my friend remarked that it was a very short piece, which is only a minute and a half. He said that it's a very short song, and I said, well, life is very short anyway. Does it need to be any longer than that? I mean, not life, but that song. So, yes, it's, again, another very personal tune that I really wanted to add in the record, because I thought that was very relevant to the entire mood of the album.
Yes, very good. Shall we play that now then?
Yes, please.
All right then, so here's Life by Drifting Sun from 2019's Planet Junkie. Enjoy. Thank you.
This is Gerard Smith from Bill Grogan's Goat, and you're listening to the From the Attic podcast with Brian Watson.
I was educated at the Woodrow Wilson Institute of Science between the years 1967 and 1969. At this time, people like Professor Timothy Leary were advocating philosophies such as tune in, turn on, drop out, and there was also the heavy use of hallucinogenic drugs. Can I just say at this point that these theories in no way affected my research and my philosophy?
And what exactly are you researching at the moment, Professor Dexter?
Space bats.
Welcome back. That was Life by Drifting Sun from Planet Junkie, available at driftingsun.bandcamp.com for all your Drifting Sun-related needs. We're going to play one more. We've got time, I think, Pat, for one more tune from Planet Junkie. What do you think we should play, the nice ladies and gentlemen?
Well, I think we should play something a little longer, which is not difficult, obviously. The big highlight for me was the closing track on the album, Everlasting Creed. This actually, strange enough, is a song that we released previously with our previous singer, Peter, and which was called, you know what, I forgot. What was it called before? Cascading Tears, yes. And obviously, Joshua Corum reworked the vocals and the lyrics, and it became Everlasting Creed. And that was, for me, the central piece as far as, you know, proper songs go on this album. So I hope people will enjoy this one, because we really had a great time making it. Again, this is a song which is to do with separation and divorce and generally bickering and fighting. So it's again very relevant song in a album. So hopefully you like it.
Oh, I love it. I'm sure the listeners will as well. I think it's fair to point out. It's reasonable to point out to the listeners, the sort of prog fans, that there's some celebrity guests on here that there's a cracking roster of guest musicians for the Prognoscenti to enjoy. Mark Atkinson's a big favourite of a lot of people. Colin Mould, obviously. There's at least another 7 or 8 other guest musicians on the album, Pat, isn't there?
Yes, they all did a cracking job. Initially, what happened was Peter left the band, and I was in a bit of a stroke, because I couldn't find someone who would take on the job as a singer for the entire album. And I had this idea. Actually, a friend of mine suggested that I break it down into small chunks, and that I get several musicians, several vocalists to sing on the album. And I thought that's actually a good idea, and it could actually give some originality, bring something original to the album. So I contacted Mark and Colin, who were two friends of a friend, and they both liked the music and decided to join the project. And then I found Josh for the last three songs. And I think the way that we broke it down, you know, by having three songs and a little instrumental piece, another three songs, another instrumental piece, and then the final three songs, was a good way to separate the different moods within the album. And I think they all did a great job. And the good thing about the choices of songs is, I think that we picked songs that were very suited to each type of voice.
Yeah,
so that came out quite well. I was quite pleased with that.
I think Josh sings on the one that we're going to play in a moment, doesn't he? Everlasting Creed.
That's correct. Yes, Josh did the final slot, third slot on the album.
Excellent. It's a long one. Go and get a cup of tea or something stronger. Or something stronger. We're going to play all 10 minutes. Count them, of Everlasting Creed. By Drifting Sun from Planet Junkie. Enjoy.
Right. See you in 11 minutes or so.
See you in a bit.
listening to From the Attic Podcast, brought to you by Progzilla Radio and Dead Bob Productions. Presented by Brian Watson, splendid fellow.
Run me over, my little bird. Find me over till you've had your way.
Marvellous. That was Everlasting Creed from Planet Junkie by Drifting Sun. Head over to Drifting Sun.
It always strikes me how good this song is because it didn't feel like 11 minutes.
The time just flew by, didn't it, Pat?
No, it's unbelievable.
I know. It just transports you to a different place altogether. Anyway, driftingsun.bandcamp.com is where you can go over, ideally on a Bandcamp Friday, and grab yourself.
Yes, it's Bandcamp Friday. This is coming Friday, so that's the right time to stock up on your Drifting Sun because it's all for the artists. They're waiving their fees, so first Friday of the month is the right time to get some stuff.
Excellent stuff. We're going to tie things up on the pod, Pat, shortly. Thank you for coming into my attic. I hope you've enjoyed the ambiance.
Oh, yes, it was a pleasure.
Absolutely.
Would you like to know about the plans we have?
Yes, I was just about to get to that, sir, but thank you for reminding me. Yes, what are your plans, Pat?
Well, it's funny you should ask. Okay, well, we've got a new album which is in preparation at the moment. It has taken a lot longer because of...
I wonder why. I wonder what might have happened.
Was there a pandemic?
What could it be? Was it the World Cup? No, the Olympics? No. Eurovision Song Contest?
It could have been a song contest.
Conservative government? Yeah. I don't know. Donald Trump, was he responsible for it? I don't know. Anyway, I'm glad you've got your... I'm glad you finally got your fingers out.
Yes, eventually we did get our fingers out, and we should be expecting something in the next few months. It's a long process, this one, but we have a cracking lineup. I don't know how much I can say, but
tell me.
Well, we've got Jimmy Palagrossi on drums, who's a great addition to the band. John Jowitz joined us on the bass guitar.
Nice.
Yes, for vocals, I'm yet to announce anything, so at least I want to keep a little bit of a surprise. But yes, we do have a cracking lineup. Mathieu is still with us, and a few guests will also play on the record. And,
fabulous.
Yes, I know I always say that, but I think that music-wise, this is probably the most in-depth album that we've made. This is probably our best work. But we'll have to let people be the judge of that. But I'm really excited about it. So hopefully, the next few months, we'll have some good news. We'll keep you posted on that.
Have we got a title or anything like that?
No. As yet, we do have temporary titles, possible titles, but I don't want to give too much away.
You call it Yippee-ki-yay, Father Mucker.
Now I think we'll announce that as time goes and we get closer to completion with the project. Really, let's not give too much away, Brian. Otherwise, people say, "Oh, yeah, we knew about that already."
I know it'll be old hat then when it's released, isn't it? So, are you going? You're obviously going to make announcements on your social media pages. You're on all the Facebooks and the Twitters and the Bandcamps and everything, aren't you?
That's right. We'll let people know in due course, as they say.
I'll put links to all them pages when I do the podcast page thingamabob when I get it all done and dusted.
Yeah, we've got pretty much most of it recorded, drums, bass, and guitars done. I've yet to do my keyboards, and as you can see, well, obviously you can't all see, but as you can see, Brian, my house is all packed at the moment. It's all cardboard boxes everywhere. Because on top of everything else, I'm moving home. That's another thing that's been delayed by quite a lot due to the pandemic. That's the one. That's what's been delaying us. It's the pandemic, isn't it?
Now that you mention it, I seem to remember didn't all the, like the right wing politicians say, "Oh, it's nothing to worry about. Nobody will die. It's a hoax. The flu's worse and whatnot."
Well, yeah, as it happened, when summer came, it didn't just disappear. So there you go. So we're still waiting for that to complete as well, that house move.
I shone a torch up my ass and gargled with bleach, but I guess they were lying to us then, Pat, maybe.
Yes, they've been very economical with the truth, let's just say.
That's a lovely way of putting it.
Well, yeah, so one thing, you know, leads to another, and we've had massive delays in everything. But hopefully we'll be sorted in the next few months and we'll have some good news. I've also got other news that I can sort of announce.
Do tell.
Okay, well, you know this winter machine.
Yes, from Leeds, near me.
Oh, that's right, yes. Well, I'll be playing the keyboards on their new album, so that's another good news. I'm quite excited as well.
Excellent news. Does that mean you're going to be touring with them?
Well, I don't know yet. We haven't talked about that. There's a possibility, yeah, but we'll see how that goes. I mean, let's just get the recording out of the way first. First things first. We started working on a couple of tracks, and it does sound very good. It's very, very this winter machine.
Yeah, it'll be an essential purchase. That they are a good band, and they're from Yorkshire as well. So, yay!
That works. Which doesn't help, even though I'm not. So I'll probably be the only outsider.
You're an honourable Yorkshireman. We'll give you a badge.
I didn't know you were from Yorkshire, Brian. You don't sound like you're from Yorkshire at all.
I'm posh, that's why. No, I'm a Bradford and born and bred lad. I know. I went to a posh school there.
That's why. That explains everything.
Yes. Right. Thank you, Pat Sanders of Drifting Sun and All Round Good Egg and Nice Chap. Thank you for joining me.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you. And
don't forget, be nice to one another. Be kind. Wash your hands. Wear a mask. Keep your distance. See you soon. Ta-ta.
Exactly. Love you. Enjoy the music. That's the main thing. Keep enjoying the music. Have a good time, everyone. And I'll sure speak to you again soon, Brian.
What Pat said. See you later, everybody. Ta-ta. Love you.
And it's over to Tony for tonight's gamble.
It's star prize time. It's 101 or more. And it's Brian Throy. And that's a one. Oh, that's out the board. It's a one. It can't be done, unfortunately, but that's the gamble.
You have failed me for the last time.
Please, I can keep failing you.